It's September 2014. I'm 21 years old, and it's one of the last days in Berlin. I've been here all summer conducting research, and I've been interviewing a lot of trans people about their body image. I came out as trans as, like, less than a year ago, and I haven't had anything, like, romantically going on for a while at this point. It's starting to feel like a long time, but Berlin has been awesome. And I'm staying with my friend Martine, who I've met since I've been there. And on one of the last nights that I was going to be in Berlin, he asked me if I wanted to go to this party. And I said, sure, that sounds fun. And so we bike and we go left down this alley. And there's this enormous wooden fence. And it's kind of scary. And the slats are pushed really tight together so you can't see through it or anything. And it's way too tall to see over. And we go through the gate. And we get inside, and then as soon as we step inside, I realize that that gate is actually pretty helpful, because once you're inside, the rest of the world kind of just falls away. And it was this magical place. There were these trees, and they had all these lights strung up in them, and those were really beautiful, and there was, like, long furniture and, like, tree stumps to sit on and everything. But the main attraction was this big trailer that was fabulously painted, and that's where the party was happening. So we go up inside this trailer, and there's this potluck that's, like, donation based, because this party is actually a fundraiser for Martine's friend's top surgery. So for those of you who don't know, a lot of trans guys, but not all, go through top surgery or a double mastectomy to reduce their chests, and it costs a lot of money, and insurance often doesn't pay for it. So this guy through this party, and now we're dancing at it. And I mean, I've been hanging out with trans people all summer anyway, but this party specifically is filled with people of all different shapes and sizes and colors and gender expressions. And some of them, you know, started at one point in their body and you can tell that they're going somewhere else. And some people, you don't know where they started or where they're going, but it doesn't really matter. And at one point, it gets to be really, really hot inside this trailer. And so I go and I step outside and I sit down on a stump and I'm like, whew, gotta cool it down. And then Martine is sitting there, and the trans guy whose party it is walking by, topless, with these two breasts that he really desperately needs to get rid of. And he has a tray of tequila shots. And he's walking around with them and serving them to people for, like, a euro or two or whatever. And he's got a little salt shaker, and he puts the salt on his nipple. You lick the salt off his nipple, and you take the shot. And I watch Martine do this, and I do not partake because I'm kind of low on cash. But I go back inside with this sort of newfound understanding of possibility, of, like, that there's this guy who can exist behind this crazy wooden gate and just be himself, even in a way that doesn't fully make him happy. But in this context, with this group of people, he is happy, and he can let people fondle these parts of himself that he needs to get rid of, and it doesn't matter. And I go back in and I dance, and I'm stripping off my clothes, and everybody's stripping off their clothes, and everybody's dripping in sweat and having so much fun. And at the end of the night, I go home alone, and for the first time in a while, I don't mind that I'm alone, because finally, at the age of 21, and it took me a while to get there, but I had finally attended my first family party.